And cell phone etiquette. Recently on the Facebook Little Things Matter fan page, I wrote two posts on cell phone etiquette. The comments I received clearly expressed passionate opinions about the proper use of cell phones. There was a strong consensus that talking on or texting and emailing from your cell phone in certain places and at certain times is inappropriate, irritating, and downright rude. I share their opinion. If you don't show respect and common courtesy when using your cell phone, you run the risk of aggravating people and destroying your personal brand. On the other hand, if you use discretion and follow the simple recommendations outlined in this podcast, you'll be able to enhance the impression you make. Let's take a look at when you want to avoid using your cell phone. First, in public places. When you are in public places where others can hear your conversation, you should avoid talking on your cell phone. When your cell phone rings, just let it go into voicemail. If you determine that it is absolutely critical to accept a call, be respectful of others. If possible, walk outside or to a private area where others won't be annoyed or distracted by your conversation. If there is no escaping, then keep your voice down and cover your mouth to keep your voice from traveling and try to wrap up the call as soon as possible. Second, when spending time with your family. Unless you have a job that requires you to be on call 24 hours a day, be respectful of your family by not talking, texting, or emailing people when you're together. As an entrepreneur for the last 29 years, I know there will be exceptions. When I do make an exception, I always apologize to my family members. Once again, the example we set for our children will pave their way to appropriate and effective behavior.